Tiger first. It's been super annoying with their job. It's been super annoying.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 265, exiting the Magic Kingdom and riding the Disney buses to Port Orleans Riverside. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we close out our day in the parks by strolling down Main Street USA and relax on our bus ride back to the Port Orleans Riverside Resort. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. We are about 1 month away from our trip to Walt Disney World. I am so excited. I'm about to explode. The kids are asking me what's new or what's open and can't wait to experience the thrill rides now. We're at that point where thrill rides will probably outnumber the family kiddie attractions this time, so it'll be an all different experience for us. But for now, I think it'd be great if we finish out our memory of our day in the parks as we make our way back to the resort once again. You know how that at the end of that great day in the parks, it's such a special time. The magic of the music and the lights as you exit the Magic Kingdom picks you up and gives you so much energy. Then you hit the queue lines for the bus, and you can feel that bounce in your step just sort of slip away as you line up and stand still for 20 to 45 minutes, if you're lucky, to catch a bus back just to your resort. The buses themselves are quite magical, with that subtle music playing in the background and in the darkness as you make your way back. But getting to them is always that hard part when you have tired children, or very tired yourself, honestly. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks on our trip was in September of 2016. If you remember from memory 264, we just finished our first ride ever on Space Mountain and are now done for the day. We have renewed energy as we begin that walk through Tomorrowland, enjoying that ambient music in the park. It just seems a little bit easier to hear because the crowds of the day have begun to leave. The music will fade as we make the turn in the hub and begin the walk down Main Street USA once again as we work our way towards the exit. Like many other dads and moms, we'll have to help our kiddos make it the whole way out as we head for the exit and then over to the bus loading area. We'll join the long queue. Don't worry, I'm going to cut most of that 30-minute wait out. And finally, board onto the bus to Port Orleans Riverside. As I mentioned before, if you've ever taken a bus to Port Orleans Riverside, the music is soft and there are crickets and chirping. It's just so soothing to listen to that. Finally, we'll reach our stop and we'll load up the kids and our backpack and make our way to the hotel room for a much overdue night's sleep. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we bring our days in the park to a close.
Oh, one out, one. Yeah. Everything's closed. We closed the park, kiddos. The whole park. Is there something going on? Is there another fireworks show?
Yeah,
a castle show or something? Ah. Let's just keep going this way. The sparkling lights in the trees. Kind of pretty, huh? Trying to guide mommy over.
Well, you're not doing anything. It's my turn. So I can't move, and then I just become squished.
What? Look at the Mickey Mouses, they're glowing. Susie, you see all the pumpkins up on the top, all the jack-o'-lanterns that they carved? You see them up there on the second floor? There's one that's Casey. See, this is Casey's. With the French fries. That one's got baseball bats.
Yeah.
It's got stars. That one's got ice cream. That one's the coffee. I can pick him up. Come here, Mikey, right on my shoulders.
Right on Daddy's shoulders? Is that going to mess up your wires?
Yep, he caught.
Is that better, buddy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, buddy.
I know. That's like a 10-year-old's thing to do. Susie, you see these pictures, windows? In the windows?
Uh-huh.
Aren't they pretty?
So pretty.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You guys are going on a diet tomorrow.
Yep. You guys weigh too much.
No more growing. No more eating.
Stop it, Dad.
Oh, you say things, but...
Me too.
You're always whining. You're always whining about starving and breathing.
Duck your head.
Mikey, duck your head. Duck. He's not moving at all, so you can move now. He don't. Mikey apparently just wanted to get his head
fucking through.
So how do we get through the head?
This over there, but we need to ask. It'd be nice if we find a cast member to ask which one specifically goes to Port Orleans Riverside.
Number four, this morning.
Yeah, that's a whole different park. Excuse me, do you know where the Port Orleans Riverside bus, what number that's going to be over there?
No, there's a guest in the front that he's telling everybody what guest.
Okay.
There's a board right here in the front.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, surely they tell you.
I heard what he said.
No, Riverside, 28. One to 10, 11 to 34. Go to the right. This side. Yeah.
And I know we're going to Epcot.
No. Don't have to anymore.
You're gonna go right down here. It'll be the second one on the left.
So, what kind of bus are we taking? Is it that bus right there?
It's gonna be one of those. Oh, ours is still further down. Yeah, yes.
Is that the one we're taking?
No, we're going to number 28.
Oh, that's 27. Oh, I see number 28.
Thank you. All right, kiddos. Ready? Maybe Mikey can sit on your lap. Hear you. What'd you say?
I said I love you too.
Oh, good. Hey. Did you have fun?
Is this going to be closed tomorrow?
No, it'll be open, but we're not going to go. We're actually going to end up going back to the condo tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon. We'll go look around a little bit. Maybe do some swimming.
Disney World Transportation System. We hope you enjoyed your day here at the Magic Kingdom. We're on our way to Disney's Fort Orleans Riverside Resort.
Oh, I'm sorry, Susie.
Please remain seated.
Swishing her hand.
You're standing. I said it was the rest of the handrails overhead. It's all kind of
stay awake the whole time. You're gonna stay awake the whole time. Back to the room. Unbelievable. No, don't get in yet. You know what time it is? Can you see it up there on the clock? Up at the very front. See that up there? What time does that say? Can you read that? It's 9/7/16. That's today's date. It says it's 11:47 right now. Can you see that? It's pretty late, huh? Supposed to fall asleep yet, but I think he already is. We tuckered him out, baby. Boom. Here, buddy.
Come here. I'm going
to turn around. Stand up for a second. Excuse us. Yeah, we're getting out. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. All right. You got the bag, babe?
Yeah.
Ah. I got Susie and Mikey. Oh, you are heavy. Yes. If not, I've donated it to Disney World. They need more Orioles gear down here anyways.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.